Recording in progress.
All right, everyone, we will now call to order this evening's meeting of the Champaign County Mental Health Board, Wednesday, May 27th, 2026 at 5:45 p.m. in the Shields Carter Room of the Bennett Administrative Center, Urbana, Illinois. May I have a roll call, please?
Den Arez.
Present.
Alejandro Gomez. Tony Nichols. Elaine Plencia.
Here.
Kyle Patterson.
Here.
Jane Sprandle.
Here.
Jen Straub.
Yes.
John Paul Joachim.
Here.
Molly McClay.
Here. All right, we do have a quorum, so we can move on to approval of the agenda. We do need to make a couple amendments to the agenda this evening, so I will describe them and then ask the board if there were any other amendments to make. So the first item is under item 9, we have an additional set of minutes to approve. Thanks to the quick work of our staff, the minutes from the May 20th, 2026 study session, which are on pages 1 through 3 of the addendum, are available to approve in addition to the other minutes that are listed. So we will also, you know, make note of that in that section with that motion, but we will amend the agenda such now. And then the other item is for item 12A, this is the evaluation capacity building project update. There was a conflicting interview happening today, so we discussed things with Dr. Dariotis, and she's going to be moving her update to July or sometime in the near future. So we will not have that update this evening. And while I'm sad about that, we have a lot of business tonight, so give us some time. Are there any other adjustments to the agenda that we need to make? All right. Well, I will move to approve the agenda as amended. May I have a second? Okay. I think we had a few seconds, errors, and maybe someone else. Errors, seconds. McClay, motions. Are there any final discussion items? All right, seeing none, all those in favor of approving the agenda as amended, say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, same sign. The ayes have it. The agenda is approved as amended. Next, we will move to the 2026 meeting schedules and allocation timeline. These are on pages 5 through 8 of the packet. No action is needed, but do we have anything to discuss here, Lynn?
Since we've completed the packet, because we've been attending all kinds of accessibility trainings, and one of them was titled How to Make Your PDFs More Accessible, and the whole message was stop using PDFs, use web pages instead, we created a web page for the Mental Health Board meeting schedule. Since this, and I sent you all a link to it, but in the future, board packets will just link to that web schedule. And the IT staff are very happy about this. So just you should know when we get accolades from the IT staff.
That is great to know. I also wanted to make a note. So there is supposed to be a meeting on June 24th. And Lynn and I have discussed canceling that meeting because there is not going to be a lot of business at that point. We are going to do the elections tonight. And we could all use a break. Is there any opposition to canceling the June 24th meeting? I am hearing none. We do not need to do a formal vote, so that meeting, June 24th, 2026, is hereby canceled. Any other discussion about the schedules and timeline? All right, seeing none, we will next move to the CCMHB acronyms and glossary. These are on pages 9 through 20 of the packet. No action is needed, but Lynn, do we have any updates to this? Okay, any discussion from the board? All right, seeing none, we will next move on to public participation and agency input. As always, members of the public are welcome to share their perspectives with the Champaign County Mental Health Board. We cannot respond directly to public input, but we may use it to inform future actions. There are several ways that you can make public input. You can approach the podium to do so. You can fill out a comment card and hand it to me, and we already have one, so I will call that person forward first. If you're on Zoom, you can also participate by raising your hand or putting something into the chat to let us know that you'd like to speak. Agency representatives and others providing input that might impact board actions should be aware of the Illinois Lobbyist Registration Act and take appropriate steps to be in compliance with the act. I do reserve the right to limit individual time to 5 minutes and total time to 20 minutes. So with that, I'd like to call Claudia Lenhoff forward to make the first public input. And then if there's anybody else who would like to do so, you can do one of those other methods after Claudia speaks.
Good evening.
I'm Claudia Lunhoff, Director at Champaign County Healthcare Consumers, and I was reflecting on some things today, and I just wanted to express gratitude to the Mental Health Board, in particular tonight for the funding that we've gotten for the disability program. It's a program that has been years in the making and that I really wanted to start many, many years ago based on the need that I was seeing, and your funding has helped to make that possible. So I just wanted to express my gratitude on behalf of the organization and the people who we've been serving. And I just wanted to mention that so far this fiscal year, in terms of dollars that we've been able to bring to clients and to the community as a result of the work we've gotten, I think, now this is based on the clients reporting to us. They're not required to do that. Many don't tell us. Once they're approved, they don't tell us dollar amounts or anything like that. But of the ones who have shared information with us, we've helped secure about $360,000 in lump sum back pay. So this is money that helps people, you know, start meeting all the unmet needs that they were going without for a long time. And then in terms of new monthly income, this is aggregate, you know, across our clients, but in terms of new monthly income, it's around $180,000 that has been secured, and that's ongoing every month. And so that makes an enormous difference in people's lives. And so I just really wanted to express my gratitude. It's very, very difficult work, as some of you all know who've had to deal with interacting with Social Security. It's getting worse. It's getting harder. You know, one of the other side benefits of doing this work that I just wanted to mention is it's a great incentive for helping get people into the healthcare system, because we always have to explain to them that you might know your diagnosis, you might know your disabling condition, but if you're not going to get healthcare on a regular basis to document that, Social Security thinks it's disappeared. And so we really have to have you going to see your providers and continuing that medical documentation or mental health documentation, whatever it is. And so it's sort of another carrot for helping get people into care. And then usually once they start getting into the care, they tend to maintain that because they see the benefit of it. So anyway, I just wanted to express my gratitude. I've seen lives saved because of this program. And just one other thing real quick. Part of the impetus for this years and years ago was actually I had a coworker who was waiting on disability. He ended up committing suicide. He had to act because he got so hopeless, you know, waiting and waiting and waiting. And he had actually already been approved for disability, but Social Security hadn't told him. And so 2 days after he committed suicide, I got a phone call from Social Security saying, "We're trying to reach so-and-so. We're trying to deliver this good news to him. And he actually got approved, you know, a month ago, but we haven't gotten the letters out. And so I wanted to make a personal phone call." And I had to let that lady know that it was too little, too late. But so that is just an example of how deeply important this is and how it can help save lives. So thank you very much. I appreciate the support in helping us get this program off the ground.
Thank you very much for your comment and for all you do. Is there anyone else in person or online who would like to make public comment?
We have two people online who have their hands up. The first to raise his hand was Jim Hamilton from Promise, and then Melissa Pappas also raised her hand from Rosecrans.
Okay, go ahead, Jim, with your comment.
Good evening, everybody. Thank you for letting me participate. I just wanted to make some points about our application for the mobile clinic and clarify some of our goals and our targets. I think in the last meeting, I got the impression that board members thought we were going to be diverting people to brick and mortar facilities, and that's not the case. We intend to use the mobile clinic to give people in areas that don't have access to healthcare, that don't have the resources to get to brick and mortar, to provide them care. I think it's important to note that we don't plan on just doing it in Champaign-Urbana, but we plan on going into the rural areas of Champaign County, which I think are often forgotten, places like Gifford, Fisher, Pelono, Sadorus, Ogden, Homer, different outlying areas that there's a lot of people that don't have access to care, and the mobile clinic would bring that care to them. We intend to develop patients through our mobile clinic that we're seeing repeatedly. Certainly, some of those patients may be diverted to the brick and mortar facilities that we have, but our intention is to provide that care there. We plan on initially having behavioral health counseling, case management. We'll have enrollment staff there that can help people enroll in insurance, whether that be Medicare, Medicaid, marketplace insurance, whatever they might be available for. And I just wanted to read this little comment from the Mobile Clinic Association. Give me a second here and I'll bring it up. So this comes from the Mobile Healthcare Association. Mobile clinics bring much needed healthcare services to individuals who face significant barriers to access. Research shows that such clinics produce markedly improved patient outcomes, as well as significant cost savings, in part by lessening the reliance of at-risk populations on hospital emergency departments for care. In the United States, an estimated 3,000 mobile health clinics operate in urban and rural areas, offering a range of care from dental, behavioral health, mammography, and pediatrics through more than 9 million visits. So I think mobile health clinics are on the cutting edge. I know they have very successful programs in Southern Illinois, another successful program in Western Illinois around Macon, and the Chicago area has dozens of different mobile clinic operations going on. I think the mobile health clinic here is an opportunity to really provide people without access to care, and I think it's really important. So I'd just like you to kind of consider my thoughts prior to voting. Thank you.
Thank you very much for your comment. Melissa, you may make your comment now as well.
Hi, thank you. First and foremost, I just want to thank you for allowing me this time to speak. I would like to announce that the Rosecrans Behavioral Health Urgent Care is having their open house on Friday, and it would be great to see you all there so you could see the space, get a tour of how the program will run, and then also be able to meet some of the staff that we will have there that will be working in that program. The event starts at 11:30, and I just hope that everyone can see a lot of the community input when we were creating this space, that they could see it playing out in real time for them. So I just wanted you guys to extend that invite to everyone, that the open house again is this Friday starting at 11:30 at our Moreland location, which is 2302 Moreland Boulevard here in Champaign. Thank you.
Thank you very much for your comment. Is there anyone else in person or online who would like to speak? All right, I don't see anyone in person, and it appears no one else online who would like to speak. But as always, there is a second portion later in the meeting where people can make public input as well. So I will let you know when that is. So next on the agenda is chairperson's comments. So I'm Molly McClay. I'm chair of the Champaign County Mental Health Board, although not for much longer. I know we have a long and tough meeting ahead of us, so I'll try to not take up too much time with my final comments as chair. However, since as of this week, I've been on this board for 4 years, and two of them as chair, I wanted to share a little bit about what this experience has meant to me, both personally and professionally, and also kind of tie it back to why we're all here doing this work. So as a therapist and social worker in this community for the last decade and a half, I did write these comments in advance so I can compose myself. I wanted to join this board to make a difference in our community in a broader way. So some of you may know this, but I know not everyone does. But ever since joining this board, I have been going through a pretty significant set of personal health and life events. My husband and I have been living through infertility and pregnancy loss for the entirety of my service on this board. We began our first treatments right around the time that I joined in 2022. When I opted to run for vice president 3 years ago, I was in the midst of several reproductive surgeries and was not sure what the future held for me. I was proud and excited to be able to serve in leadership, and soon after that, I became pregnant. My due date was set to be around the time of the June 2024 board meeting when elections would be. So I thought my leadership on this board would come to an end at that time. Unfortunately, on Valentine's Day 2024, I gave birth to a stillborn baby, lovingly named Dolly Pippa. It was simultaneously the worst and best day of my life. It's an experience that will forever shape how I interact with the world and how I view my life and its purpose. It has taught me more about grief, pain, and love than anything else ever could. When Dolly's due date came up in June 2024, I was obviously in mourning. I also realized that I had an opportunity I did not expect. I realized that I could do something with the time I was given, time Dolly didn't have herself, and time I didn't think I would have available. I could continue my service to this board and this community in a way I wouldn't have been able to had she lived. It felt both cruel and meaningful that this happened at the time of her due date, but it felt like that meant something. So I decided to run for president, and ever since, I've thrown myself into this role and given it everything I have. We are all doing our best to make meaning in our lives, including during our darkest hours. This is why we're all here, whether we're board members, service providers, or staff, or anyone in this community. We're dedicated to helping others find and make meaning in their lives, too, to be a flashlight and a mirror through hard times. And sometimes we need that flashlight and that mirror ourselves. And being on this board and being the chair has reminded me of who I am and what I stand for during the most difficult experience of my life. Serving as your chair is one of the most important things I've done since losing my daughter, one of the best ways to spend my time and effort. I try my best each day to think to myself, how can I live my life in accordance with my values? And how can I live my life in a way that would make my daughter proud? I know that Dolly would be proud of me and of all of us who are here, and she would want our community to take care of everyone's mental health. So I just wanted to share, since I haven't publicly talked about her here, it is in her honor that I do this work ever since then and for now and for always. And I know that each and every one of us has our own why, our own reasons for what we do, and the way we make meaning and build each other up in this broken world. And for every single one of us here tonight and those who aren't here, I'm grateful for who you are, what you do, and the ways you make meaning. Thank you for giving me the opportunity to be on this board and to be your chair. And thank you for listening and hearing my story and Dolly's story. That concludes my comments. I am glad that Lynn is next, so I have a minute to compose myself. So next we have Executive Director Lynn Canfield's comments.
Wow, I think I need the minute. Thank you. That was really lovely.
I warned Lynn that she would be after that. So
you did warn me, and I have nothing to say after that. Was really beautiful, and it's true that we're here for all kinds of reasons, and some of us know the reasons right up front, and some of those reasons are discovered as we do it. So after you warned me about it, I thought about that, I contemplated talking about that, but I think it's okay just to say that. Like this, even just this process that we engage in where we have to look for negatives and talk about negatives, and that's probably not where our hearts are at all. Just going through that so that we can make the best possible decisions is so hard. And I was trying to think about, like, what do I learn from that that's helpful? Like, what is the personal benefit from this? I haven't quite figured it out yet, but the purpose of this board and the purpose of the DD board are essentially to keep people in their communities. And that's really important to me. So I think I'm just going to settle with that. We have pretty healthy funds. They're obviously not enough to go around, not enough to meet all the needs, but they are enough to support some substantial programs that do keep people in their home communities. So, did I buy you enough time?
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you very much, Lynn, for your comments. So next, we will move to approval of the CCMHB board meeting minutes. The minutes are on pages 21 through 26 of the packet, as well as pages, darn it, I wrote this down, 1 through 3 of the addendum. So action is requested to approve the minutes of the CCMHB April 22nd, 2026 meeting, the April 29th, 2026 study session, and as amended by the agenda amendments earlier, the May 20th, 2026 study session minutes as well. There are a couple of typos that I noted that I wanted to also make as an amendment. Can I just tell you those later, Lynn, or should I read them and out loud?
You can tell me.
Okay. And then of course, if there's any other amendments to the minutes, we'll open it for discussion. On April 22nd, I think there's a couple of last name misspellings, Hernandez and Murray. I don't have the exact page numbers open.
This
is April 22nd under the members present. It's page 21. Thank you.
Hernandez and Murray?
Yes. I think it's listed as Morley, but I think
yes.
That's Murray.
Okay.
And I think Hernandez is missing a...
Okay.
An N.
And Murray? Okay.
Yes. And then I did not see any on April 29th, but on the May 20th, Cunningham under Cunningham Children's Home is missing a G.
Yep.
That is all I noted. Are there any other amendments?
It's missing a what?
A G in Cunningham.
Oh, I see it. Okay, got it. And then there's Marlon Mitchell is listed twice on April
20th. Oh, okay.
Okay.
Good.
So I've got
good to
all
also
those.
Know. Any other amendments to the minutes? All right. Seeing none, I'll go ahead and make this motion since it's been amended several times. I move to approve the minutes of the CCMHB April 22nd, 2026 meeting, April 29th, 2026 study session, and May 20th, 2026 study session as amended.
Second.
Thank you very much. McClay motions, Straub seconds. Any final discussion? The motion has been clearly stated. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, same sign. The ayes have it. The minutes are approved as amended. Next, we will move to the vendor invoice lists. These are on pages 27 through 30 of the packet. Action is requested to accept the vendor invoice lists and place them on file. Any discussion, or would anyone like to make a motion?
Motion to approve the vendor invoice list.
Thank you very much. Any second?
I second.
All right. Ara's motions, and there's a tie for seconding between Joachim and Palencia. Any final discussion? All right. All those in favor of accepting the vendor invoice list and placing them on file, say aye. All those opposed, same sign. The ayes have it. The vendor invoice lists are accepted and placed on file. All All right. Next, we will move to the big item on the agenda under old business. This is the program year 2027 funding allocation decisions, and these are in the addendum beginning on page 4 of the addendum. And I'll just also make a note that the program year 2027 funding request and scenario are the second item of old business, and there, this like a spreadsheet that lists those out is the very last page of the addendum. So that is what the addendum consists of in full. So just to start, a decision memorandum will be has been posted as addendum to this packet presenting an affordable scenario for funding awards for the program year 2027. Action is requested. Many, many actions are requested. And then the spreadsheet has the suggested allocation awards kind of all listed out on that final page of the addendum. So basically, just to start, we're going to kind of start going through this this memo in the addendum. There's some kind of larger piece, like organizational pieces, like to discuss. Then there's going to be a set of like overarching motions that govern like the contract process. There's 4 motions. These are on pages. Well, I've numbered all my pages based off the PDF, but the pages of this memo that contain these are on pages 7 through 8. That's the kind of overarching motions that we'll make, and then we will get into the each application, their request, and there's a suggested motion available. But please note, like, we have the opportunity to change. We can make any motions and change anything like as we go along up until the point that we vote. However, I did want to state that the current this version of the memo is consistent with what was presented last week. Given board consensus, nothing has really changed other maybe some minor details. I also wanted to make a note, because I don't think this is something that I learned through the memo that hasn't really been emphasized, is that I know a lot has been talked about how there's a difference between what was requested and what we have available. However, we are still funding like 500,000 more in requests than we did last year. So I just think that that's really important to note, that like we are funding more. It's just the need for services, the growth in the request far outmatched the growth that we have available in our fund. But I did want to acknowledge that we are still funding a lot. And I did like total everything up. And if the total still matches what this scenario brings, I'll tell us the grand total at the end of going through all of these. So I want to turn it over to Lynn briefly to just kind of talk through like the overarching parts of the memo, and then we can start entertaining those like larger 4 motions that govern this process.
Okay, most of you are familiar with it. Why is it happening? Sorry, I meant to open the video, not thank you. Because that had the threat on the side, like that was going to start being really painful. Thank you for helping me. So you're familiar with a lot of this, like there are statements about why, where your authority comes from. It is essentially a state law. Changes a little bit every year. People keep messing with it, but essentially your role is the same. It's to ensure that you're supporting a system of services for people who have mental illness, substance use disorder, or developmental disabilities in this county. And there's so many ways to do that. So just the statements are regarding your authority and the process. These are also described in other memos, in your funding requirements, and in the statute. So there's just kind of reviewed all that. Then going backward to to kind of, it didn't reprint all of the priorities memo from November, but just references to it and how you got to those priorities through some study sessions that were really, those were really interesting last fall. It was a lot of extra time that you put in, but it was really cool to hear from people who don't normally come and talk to us about what could really help them. And some of the answers were unexpected. So that helped to create the foundation for the, the agencies all have access to this information too. Some of them knew way more about it than I did. So we hope to see applications that address some of that. And then we review things like longstanding commitments. The one between the two boards, the Mental Health Board and the DD Board, is described in here, detail that I'm sure everybody knows. Our relationship to other public systems, I mean, it's sensitive. We all sort of need each other and we all fall together. The local governments are really having a hard couple of years as they are expected to take on more and more of the safety net responsibilities. And you can talk about cost shifting from one system to the other, but I think all of us don't want to see people who could benefit from mental health treatment languishing in jail. So that's one of the longer standing collaborations here, us and law enforcement. So anyway, then we also have the multi-year contracts, a whole bunch of two-year contracts. They're roughly the same number of contracts and not exactly the same amount of money that you're reviewing, you know, every other year. The idea of doing that was to offer a little bit of stability to the agency programs and reduce a little bit of the repetitive review work that y'all do. So then I broke down under each major priority how many applications you had and what their total. I mean, I don't know if that's even interesting or helpful since there were so many really compelling proposals this year. And then the discussion of budget impact goes back many years to kind of talk about how we've been able to put more and more money into the system every year. I don't know if we'll always be able to, but that's worth celebrating despite how hard the coming decisions might be. And then there's just some calculations in here of interest. You obviously read it and found one that was interesting to you. Yay. So then here we are at the contract negotiations and special notifications. Some of these things are standard to the contracts, but we do not just put them in the contracts without your approval each year, mostly so that everybody knows what we're getting into. And actually, a lot of the content of this memo is to show what we're to show you what we are getting into. Anyway, okay.
Lynn, what I would like for you is like kind of for each of these four like kind of broader motions, if you could just kind of explain what the first one is, and then I'll ask for anybody to make a motion. And if you, as you're reading along in your packet, see suggested motion and you feel compelled to make it, like this, the faster we can make motions, the smoother this will go.
Well, I've already talked too long. So contract negotiations are sort of standard. After you make decisions about awards, we have added some conditions in these, like where there might be something that needs to be completed or something that we want to see that agent, that program do during the year. Those are detailed here. We'll have conversations with agencies. Some will send them an email and they'll send it right back. Great, accepted. But sometimes there are difficult conversations to have. So if we can't get to a resolution about a program, we might come back to you and say, the contract negotiation failed. What do you want us to do? So these are standard, and it's been a really long time since I had to talk to you about a failed contract negotiation. So hopefully it'll be smooth again this year. So that's the first one.
Thank you very much. Would anyone like to make motion on this?
I'll make a motion to authorize the executive director to conduct contract negotiations as specified in this memorandum.
Would anyone like to second?
I second.
Thank you very much. Sprandel motions are as seconds. Any final discussion on this one? All right. Since these are around financial issues, I think we should probably take a roll call on these. That's what I had noted from prior years. So the motion has been clearly stated. May I have a roll call?
Den Arez.
Yes.
Elaine Palencia.
Yes.
Kyle Patterson.
Yes.
Jane Sprandl.
Yes.
Jen Straub.
Yes.
John Paul Joachim.
Yes.
Molly McClay.
Yes. With that, the motion passes. The executive director is authorized to conduct contract negotiations. All right, what is the next one, Lynn?
We'll call this the doomsday scenario. This is, there are a few reasons that revenue estimates might fail. We don't know for sure what the revenues for 2027 will be until quite late in the year. That has to do with the county board has a process, and they do the final appropriation. We can ask for what we think we need, but they have to make the final approval of that. And there are a lot of things that could affect that. Low collection rate this year could affect next year's revenues. So, I mean, there's also, I just don't even want to say it. This happened once. I'll just say that. It happened once since I've been here. I don't know if it happened before that. But there was one year, and I'm not going to name the year, that we did need to make reductions to a number of contracts. It was right after you had approved contracts and we had negotiated contracts and got the first payments out, we needed to make some changes. So that's really doomsday. So there's language in every contract that there's an out clause if our revenue estimates fail.
All right, thank you. I will go ahead and move to authorize the executive director to implement contract maximum reductions as described in this memorandum. Can I have a second?
I'll second.
Thank you very much. McClay motions, Sprandl seconds. Any final discussion? The motion has been clearly stated. May we have a roll call?
Elaine Palencia.
Yes.
Kyle Patterson.
Yes.
Jane Sprandl.
Yes.
Jen Straub.
Yes.
John Paul Joachim.
Yes.
Den Arez.
Yes.
Molly McClay.
Yes. With that, the motion passes. We have authorized the executive director to implement contract maximum reductions. All right. What is the third one?
And this one is this is overstating something that's stated in other places. It's even in the funding guidelines itself that the board has the authority to approve a provision to waive a requirement that's listed in the funding requirements. This year you had an agency telling us what their financial review is going to cost. It's a little bit more than the funding requirements threshold is, and we've talked about it a lot, but like the final word is the contract. And so this is just a restatement of that so that everybody's clear that the contract prevails over other statements.
Thank you. And anyone like to make a motion?
I motion to include in all contracts a provision for specific exceptions to funding requirements and guidelines as described in this memorandum.
Anyone second?
Second.
Thank you very much. Arez motions, Joachim seconds. Any final discussion? Seeing none, the motion has been clearly stated. May we have a roll call?
Kyle Patterson.
Yeah.
Jane Sprandl.
Yes.
Jen Straub.
Yes.
John Paul Joachim.
Yes.
Den Arez.
Yes.
Molly McClay.
Yes. With that, the motion passed.
Elaine Palencia. Sorry.
Yes.
All right. Now I can officially say with that the motion passes. We are including this provision for specific exceptions. All right. Last one of these broader motions.
This last one was new last year, and a lot of folks didn't do it. So we're just going to ask again. Documentation of the beginning of CPA engagement will be really helpful to us because we do think that some organizations are getting, you know, the red carpet treatment and others are not. So we kind of want, before we, you know, really like come down on someone for a late audit, we want to understand what happened. And if they don't start the audit in a timely manner, that might be on them. So it would be very helpful, I think, for y'all in the future to know the difference. Anyway.
Yes. All right. I will move to include in all contracts the requirement to share documentation of the onset of work on the audit reviewer compilation as described in this memorandum. May I have a second?
I will second that.
Thank you very much. McClay motions, Brandel seconds. Any final discussion? Seeing none, the motion has been clearly stated. May I have a roll call?
Jane Sprandel?
Yes.
Jen Straub?
Yes.
John Paul Joachim?
Yes.
Dan Arez?
Yes.
Elaine Palencia?
Yes.
Kyle Patterson?
Yes.
Molly McClay?
Yes. All right, with that, the motion passes. All right, now we are moving on to the actual allocation scenarios and voting on each one. I just will kind of briefly outline how we'll go through these. So I will state, for as we move through them, I'll state the application, whether it's new or returning, and the amount of the request. I will then ask Lynn if there's any summary of the suggested scenario or provisions that she would like to share. We can have discussion before and after motions are made for any and all of these. There is a suggested motion available, but again, if we do need to change that, I would say if anybody is entertaining something outside of what's been suggested here, maybe make a note in the discussion prior to making a motion so we are prepared. Does anyone have any questions or concerns on the board? And Lynn, do you have any questions or concerns? All right. I also just wanted to mention that for the applications that are being recommended for funding, almost all of them are being recommended to be offered a two-year term. We can also change that. There is one that we're recommending to just have the one-year term to help potentially get it on alignment with the other application, all the ones that are on coming into their second year term this coming year. So I just wanted to mention that. No program has to take the second year of the term, though, but it's just giving us the authorization to offer that. So we will start with Brightpoint Healing Beyond Violence. This is a new request for $217,106. Lynn, would you please summarize the scenario and provisions, or whatever you want to say about it?
I hope it's kind of summarized already. We just put, you know, if you did fund this, what we'd want to see them do before the contract and then during the contract year. Y'all have had plenty of discussion about it. So I think that's, yeah, okay.
All right, so the current suggestion in this memo is to deny funding. Is there any discussion or would anyone like to make a motion?
I motion to deny the CCMHB funding of $217,106 for Brightpoint Healing Beyond Violence.
Thank you very much. May I have a second?
Second.
Thank you very much. Arez motions, Palencia seconds. Any final discussion? All right, the motion has been clearly stated. May I have a roll call?
Jen Straub.
Yes.
John Paul Joachim.
Yes.
Dan Arez.
Yes.
Elaine Palencia.
Yes.
Kyle Patterson.
Yes.
Jane Sprandel.
Yes.
Molly McClay.
Yes. With that, the motion passes. Funding is denied. Next, we have CCRPC, Community Services Homeless Services System Coordination. The request is for $189,007. Lynn, would you please share anything of note about this one?
The only prior to contract issues would be the new indirect cost plan letter, which they send that to us usually immediately, so I think it hasn't happened yet, but we want to see that soon. Contract provisions, I believe, are quite similar to prior years. This is a collaboration is really like key to the service, so it's almost silly to put that in there because it's kind of what they're proposing to do, but we want to make sure.
All right, thank you very much. So per our discussion last week, the consensus was to fully fund this one. Is there any discussion or would anyone like to make a motion?
I motion to approve CCMHB funding for $189,007 per year for a two-year term for CCRPC Community Services Homeless Services System Coordination, subject to the caveats as presented in this memorandom, and to authorize the CCMHB Executive Director and Board Officer to execute the agreement.
Thank you very much. I will second. Any final discussion? All right, seeing none, the motion has been clearly stated. May I have a roll call?
John Paul Joachim?
Yes.
Ben Harris?
Yes.
Elaine Valencia? Patterson?
Yes.
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 Yes. All right, with that, the motion passes. Funding is approved. Next, we will move to See You at Home, Life Skills Case Management. This is a new request, and the request is for $305,000. Also, I failed to say that the prior request for CCRPC was a returning program. I'll try to say that, but it does say new right in front of me, so it's a good reminder. But, okay, so I will go ahead and say this again. See You at Home, Life Skills Case Management, new request for $305,000. Lynn, would you share the suggested scenario and any provisions for this one?
This one is suggested for denial mainly because it's a new program, and I think I heard y'all about new programs, if any at all, right? Okay.
Thank you very much. Is there any discussion, or would anyone like to make a motion?
I move to deny CCMHB funding of $305,000 for See You at Home Life Skills Case Management.
I turned on my mic at the same time as you, Elaine. Do you want to say that again?
Yes.
Thank you very much. Ara's motions, Palencia seconds. Any final discussion? All right, seeing none, the motion has been clearly stated. May we have a roll call?
Den Ara's.
Yes.
Elaine Palencia?
Yes.
Kyle Patterson?
Yes.
Jane Sprandl?
Yes.
Jen Straub?
Yes.
John Paul Joachim?
Yes.
Molly McClay?
Yes. With that, the motion passes. Funding is denied. Next, we will move to See You at Home Shelter Case Management. This is a returning program requesting $295,000. Lynn, would you share the suggested scenario and any provisions?
Just to collaborate more closely with the coordinated entry system. I think that's one of the things, with the crisis in this community getting worse and worse, I'm glad if y'all support some of these programs pointed at unhoused people. I think that's really timely, and that they should work together as much as possible. So that's the most important special provision in there. They already are at the table for these other collaborations, so just continuing other special provisions.
Thank you very much. Any discussion on this, or would anyone like to make a motion?
I'll make a motion to approve CCMHB funding of $295,000 per year for a two-year term for See You at Home Shelter Case Management, subject to the caveats as presented in this memorandum, and to authorize the CCMHB Executive Director and Board Officer to execute the agreement.
Thank you very much. I will second. So Sprandl motions, McClay seconds. Any final discussion? All right, seeing none, the motion has been clearly stated. May we have a roll call?
Elaine Palencia?
Yes.
Kyle Patterson?
Yes.
Jane Sprandl?
Yes.
Jen Straub?
Yes.
John Paul Joachim?
Yes.
Den Ara's?
Yes.
Molly McClay?
Yes. With that, the motion passes. Funding is approved. Next, we will move to See You Early. See You Early, this is a returning program requesting $86,701. Lynn, would you share the suggestion and any provisions you'd like to share?
I feel like we just talked about this last week.
It seems so familiar. So the big news is that the DD board did meet this morning and did recommend that you use DD set-aside money to support a portion of this program and then the next one, too. So, yay. I think if I heard you right, you know, it was a lot of strong support for both of these programs as they pay off big in the future.
All right. Thank you very much. Is there any discussion or would anyone like to make a motion?
I will move to approve the CCMHP funding of $86,701 per year for a two-year term for CU Early, subject to the caveats as presented in this memorandum, and authorize the CCMHP executive director and board officer to execute the agreement.
Thank you very much. May I have a second?
Second.
Thank you very much. Joachim motions, Straub seconds. Any final discussion?
I would just say all these programs are amazing that we were, you know, funding, and even the ones that we're not funding this year, but this one is one I truly love. It's close to my heart, and I see the fruits of the labor that they're doing, and they're doing great work, so I just wanted to mention that.
Thank you very much. Any other discussion? I completely concur about this program, as well as, like, all of these programs are excellent. I think we, you know, kind of had the hard discussion about how painful this is last time. And I think I want to acknowledge that it's painful right now to actually vote on these. But I just, yeah, I agree that, you know, everything in front of us is a wonderful program. And I wish that we had infinite money to fund everything. Any final discussion? All right, seeing none, the motion has been clearly stated. May we have a roll call?
Kyle Patterson?
Yes.
Jane Sprandl?
Yes.
Jen Straub?
Yes.
John Paul Joachim?
Yes.
Den Arras?
Yes.
Elaine Palencia?
Yes.
Holly McClay?
Yes. With that, the motion passes. Funding is approved. Next is Champaign County Head Start Early Childhood Mental Health Services. This is a returning program requesting $411,062. Lynn, what can you share about this one, the suggestion, and any provisions? I guess you already did share something, but.
Yeah, this is it's a continuing program, and so the special provisions are also continuing. There's no new provision. Again, the DDB likes it. We think full funding. The staff had done some site visit there not too long ago and also felt comfortable to endorse the program. That was really meaningful to me. I think the maybe just specific targets on outcomes was the biggest pre-contract condition. So.
All right, thank you. Is there any discussion or would anyone like to make a motion?
I motion to approve Champaign County Mental Health Board funding of $411,000 or $4,011.62, that comma's hard, per year for a two-year term for Champaign County Head Start Early Childhood Mental Health Services, subject to the caveats as presented in this memorandum, and to authorize the Champaign County Mental Health Board Executive Director and Board Officer to execute the agreement.
Second.
Oh, yeah. Oh, go ahead. No, you're good.
All right. Thank you very much. Straub motions, Arras and Joachim both second. Any final discussion on this one?
Just do I understand from these numbers that's the total amount, but that some of that comes from the set aside, and then so we're paying $165,699.
So you are looking at the spreadsheet where we did define the proportions that we would.
But the motion should say the total. That's my question.
Yeah, the total. It's all Mental Health Board dollars. It's just we want to make sure that you are able to fully spend the DD dollars since you don't have, you know, ample mental health dollars. Okay.
Thank you very much. Any other discussion? All right, seeing none, the motion has been clearly stated. May we have a roll call?
Jane Sprandl?
Yes.
Jen Straub?
Yes.
John Paul Joachim?
Yes.
Den Arras?
Yes.
Elaine Palencia?
Yes.
Kyle Patterson?
Yes.
Molly McClay?
Yes. With that, the motion passes. Funding is approved. I'm having a little trouble tracking. I'm like, is everybody voted? Because I'm so used to like the pacing of what it feels like to have eight people before me, and tonight there's only six, and I just could be like, ah. But we're all good. So next, we will move to Champaign County Healthcare Consumers Disability Application Services. This is a returning program requesting $121,000. Lynn, would you share the suggestion and any provisions for this one?
There's just a really small update within the program plan narrative of a detail for the TPC definition. That's really small. Similar special provisions to the prior years, because this is a continuing program, but we also wanted to have a stronger relationship coordinated entry if appropriate. It's not always appropriate, but Healthcare Consumers is very involved with that work, so they'll know when it's appropriate.
All right, perfect. Any discussion, or would anyone like to make a motion?
I'll make the motion to approve CCMHB funding of $121,000 per year for a two-year term for Champaign County Healthcare Consumers Disability Application Services, subject to the caveats as presented in this memorandum, and to authorize the CCMHB Executive Director and Board Officer to execute the agreement.
I will second. So Palencia motions, McClay seconds. Any final discussion?
Can I just say that we're spending $121,000 a year, and Claudia Lenhoff said that our community members are getting a total of $180,000 a month. That's over $2 million. So the return for every dollar we spend is astronomical.
I am glad that you made that point. I completely agree. Any other discussion on this one? As we always say with public input, we cannot respond directly to public input, but we may use it to inform future actions. So with that, the motion has been clearly stated. May we have a roll call?
John Paul Joachim?
Yes.
Dan Arras?
Yes.
Elaine Palencia?
Yes.
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 Yes. Yes. Yes. With that, the motion passes. Funding is approved. Next, we will move to City of Champaign Township Stride Shelter Behavioral Health Program. This is a new request for $150,000. Lynn, would you please share about the suggested scenario and any provisions?
I know this is really tough one for some people to deny, and I think it was hard for us to suggest denial, but that's where we're at. To us, it would be a new program. There's a list here of if you do fund it, what we would like to see them do prior to the contract and during the contract year. But anyway, it's kind of outside the affordability. Yeah.
Thank you very much, Lynn. Is there any discussion, or would anyone like to make a motion?
I'll make a motion to deny CCMHB funding of $150,000 for City of Champaign Township Stride Center Behavioral Health Program.
Thank you very much. Can I have a second?
Second.
Thank you very much. Sprandel motions, Palencia seconds. Any final discussion?
I would just hope that they also apply next year.
That was my sentiments too. Like many of these others that we don't have the funding, I hope that they take the current application and move forward, and hopefully we'll win the lottery in Champaign County. I don't know.
I completely agree. Any other discussion?
This was discussed robustly last week, but I think most of us were very, very impressed with the additional information they provided after their application. And it's clear that a lot of work and a lot of time went into providing that information. And I really hope that is helpful next year, because this is going to be the hardest vote of the night for me.
Thank you very much. Any other discussion? All right, seeing none, the motion has been clearly stated. May we have a roll call?
Jen Arras?
Yes.
Elaine Palencia?
Yes.
Kyle Patterson?
Yes.
Jane Sprandel?
Yes.
Jen Straub?
Yes.
John Paul Joachim?
Yes.
Molly McClay?
Yes. With that, the motion passes. Funding is denied. Next, we will move to Courage Connection. Courage Connection, this is a returning program requesting $176,476. Lynn, could you share the suggested scenario and any provisions?
I think, Leon, tell me if I'm wrong. I think these are the same special provisions as the current year. This has been a two-year contract the last few times. And so, as a longstanding program funded by the Mental Health Board, we did suggest a two-year contract for this one also. There are just a couple of changes to make in the application forms.
And, okay, so is there any discussion or would anyone like to make a motion?
I move to approve Champaign County Mental Health Board funding of $176,476 per year for a two-year term for Courage Connection. Courage Connection, subject to the caveats as presented in this memorandum, and to authorize the Champaign County Mental Health Board Executive Director and Board Officer to execute the agreement.
Second.
Thank you very much. Straub motions, Patterson seconds. Any final discussion? I just wanted to say that, you know, I know we had a lot of discussion back several months ago about if we should establish a second notice and funding availability so Courage Connection could apply. And I know there was a lot of discussion of that, and I was not in favor of it. But when we made the decision to do that, it was important that we not see this application differently because we made that decision that we're going to allow, and we have to treat all of the applications the same. So I do support this application and these services in the community. And I think, you know, when we are making the decision as the board to make a second application period or to make extensions, like when we make that call, we can't like double dip. We can't then be like, well, we're going to like look at it as a lower priority, we're accepting it as any other application. So I just wanted to say that. Is there any other discussion on this one? All right, with that, the motion has been clearly stated. May I have a roll call?
Elaine Palencia?
Yes.
Kyle Patterson?
Yes.
Jane Sprandel?
Yes.
Jen Straub?
Yes.
John Paul Joachim?
Yes.
Jen Arras?
Yes.
Molly McClay?
Yes. With that, the motion passes. Funding is approved. Next, we will move to Cunningham Children's Home, Echo Housing and Employment. This is a returning program requesting $264,351. Lynn, would you please share the suggested scenario and any provisions?
This one has, as a continuing program, which has been on a two-year cycle for a while, continues the same special provisions except with the stronger engagement or stronger participation in the coordinated entry system and other homeless services planning. And then just some updates to the application forms. That's it.
All right. Thank you very much. Is there any discussion or would anyone like to make a motion?
I will move to approve CCMHB funding of $264,351 per year for a two-year term for Cunningham Children's Home Echo Housing and Employment, subject to the caveats as presented in this memorandum, and to authorize the CCMHB Executive Director and Board Officer to execute the agreement.
I'll second that.
Thank you very much. Palencia motions, Sprandel seconds. Any final discussion? All right, seeing none, the motion has been clearly stated. May we have a roll call?
Kyle Patterson?
Yes.
Jane Sprandel?
Yes.
Jen Straub?
Yes.
John Paul Joachim?
Yes.
Jen Arras?
Yes.
Elaine Palencia?
Yes.
Molly McClay?
Yes. With that, the motion passes. Funding is approved. Next, we will move to Cunningham Children's Home, Family Stronger Together, a returning program requesting $298,532. Lynn is sharing the wrong screen. That is okay. Lynn, when you are ready, can you share? Okay. Will you share about the suggested scenario and any provisions?
Similarly, as a program continuing from the last few years, there are no new special provisions and just a few updates within the plan. This was I appreciated the board's very thoughtful discussions of this one. This was really a journey, and I also appreciated the agency's willingness to hear the board. So yay, but I do... in the end, I think the staff came out sort of strongly in favor of full funding for this one because it's a population who are really struggling in this community and don't have a lot of good options. So if the conversation between the board and the agency bears fruit and the agency is able to find better ways to reach this population, we will be celebrating next year. But I just felt like it's too soon to give up on them. So.
Thank you very much. Any discussion? So I will go ahead and move to approve CCMHB funding of $298,532 per year for a two-year term for Cunningham Children's Home Family Stronger Together, subject to the caveats as presented in this memorandum, and to authorize the CCMHB executive director and board officer to execute the agreement. May I have a second?
Second.
Thank you very much. McClay motions, Straub seconds. Any final discussion?
I would like to agree much what Lynn has stated. This was a tough one, but I also recognize it's a tough population. And so you have my my prayers, my faith, and my juju, whatever you want to call it, that we believe in the program. We just have to hope that the ones we're trying to serve will be receptive to this help.
Thank you very much. Any other discussion? I just wanted to say, I know we'll get to it in the quarterly reports, but a lot of the utilization categories and like how they're meeting their targets is like going pretty well so far this year. So I just wanted to note that. Any other discussion? All right, seeing none, the motion has been clearly stated. May we have a roll call?
Jane Sprandl?
Yes.
Jen Straub?
Yes.
John Paul Joachim?
Yes.
Den Arras?
Yes.
Elaine Palencia?
Yes.
Kyle Patterson?
Yeah.
Molly McClay?
Yes. And with that, the motion passes. Funding is approved. Next, we will move to Don Moyer Boys and Girls Club, CU Change. This is a returning program requesting $94,135. Lynn, what can you share about the suggested scenario and provisions?
There's nothing really new in this one either. It continues the special provisions that we've had in there for a while. One thing that there was a very strange discrepancy that I think will be very easy for them to fix. So I think we made a real big deal about it, but it's just a mismatch of numbers. Otherwise, I think, financial forms needed some clarification. That's it. And a two-year, we recommend a two-year term for this one, just as an organization that has been doing this for a while and we would hope to stabilize. It's also pointing toward a little bit difficult to reach group of kids.
Thank you very much. Is there any discussion, or would anyone like to make a motion?
I'll make a motion to approve CCMHB funding of $94,135 per year for a two-year term for Don Moyer Boys and Girls Club, CU Change, subject to the caveats as presented in this memorandum, and to authorize the CCMHB Executive Director and Board Officer to execute the agreement.
I will second. Sprandl motions, McClay seconds. Any final discussion? All right, seeing none, the motion has been clearly stated. May we have a roll call?
Jen Straub.
Yes.
Jean-Paul Joachim.
Yes.
Dan Arez.
Yes.
Elaine Palencia.
Yes.
Kyle Patterson.
Yes.
Jane Sprandl.
Yes.
Molly McClay.
Yes. And with that, the motion passes. Funding is approved. Next, we will move to Don Boyer Boys and Girls Club Community Coalition Summer Initiatives. This is a returning program requesting $100,000. Lynn, would you share about the suggested scenario and any provisions?
The only change, and I talked about this last week, is we'd like to, if we can, get that first payment out a little quicker than we've done. Chris Wilson was all for it, but we looked at, historically, it doesn't look like this contract gets signed as fast as we'd like it to, so we're going to, right, Leon's already working on that. Just would be helpful since the programs start, like, in now. Okay, so we want to, you know, folks are waiting to know if we would be paying for any of it, it'd be great to do that. So that's the only big thing. Then there was there's another change that I like to make from the way we've done it traditionally, but you guys might like the way we've done it traditionally, which is that they come in the winter, maybe October, November, or December, and give a presentation on what they've done with these funds. And it's pretty cool. My suggestion was maybe during contract negotiations we talk about, they just do a year-end program report like the other agencies instead of a presentation. But then I started remembering how cool the presentation is. So if you don't like that part of it, I'll... Yeah. Anyway.
All right. Thank you very much. We can definitely discuss that provision now as a board if we want there to be any changes, or if anyone would like to start by making a motion, that is also fine.
A motion to approve CCMHB funding of $100,000 per year for a 2-year term for Don Boyer Boys and Girls Club Community Coalition Summer Initiatives, subject to the caveats as presented in this memorandum, and to authorize the CCMHB Executive Director and Board Officer to execute the agreement.
I second.
Thank you very much, Palencia. Motions are as seconds. Any final discussion?
I appreciated that they were one of our agencies that did say they could accept a little less, but it was one of those things where we all know even a little cut here and there wasn't going to help cover an entire program of other things, and I just really feel like this program's had a good track history, and like we said, it's really hitting some of our core demographics that really need our help right now so that they continue to blossom how they're supposed to.
Thank you very much. Lynn, I just wanted to clarify. So is the current part of it is there's a lot of words and I'm doing a lot of thinking. So is the current recommendation to do this year-end report versus the presentation?
I didn't say anything in these details about not having the presentation, so you could potentially do both, but it has been difficult sometimes for them to schedule, and it's a longer presentation. It's such a different program from the others that we have not had an easy time of fitting it into the written report. So this is just kind of an idea, like we could... I mean, they could probably do something with that year-end report, and then we could say, yeah, we still want you to come and do a presentation, but it's just, yeah.
I guess if there's not a strong preference from the board, can that just be part of the contract negotiations that we authorize you to do to kind of work with them to kind of make the call on if it's a presentation or a report?
Or it could just be something later in the year the board says, man, I really want to hear about the summer programs, because they would probably do it just if you asked, right?
It's just an email, but, you know, part of the challenge for them is just getting the scheduling it later in the year. So it's your call.
I'd take the pressure.
My thought was it might take the pressure off if they just report like everybody else, but it might not work. So if you're okay with us just kind of playing that by ear, we could make that special provision a little flexible.
I kind of feel like we shouldn't have that provision for one agency if we don't have it for every agency. And with a proven track record now, maybe we could just let it slide for one funding cycle. And if it needs to come back again, that can be discussed by another board.
You mean the presentation?
Yes.
Yeah, I would agree with that. All right, and we don't need to amend anything because that's not part of the motion.
And I can certainly discuss with them in contract negotiations, and I think one less project might be attractive to a busy agency.
But please let them know it's not because we don't like to see them.
We're just trying to give them less work, or different work, maybe. Any other discussion on this? All right, it's been a while since we said the motion, so I'm going to go ahead and repeat it and then ask for the roll call. The motion on the table is to approve CCMHB funding for $100,000 per year for a two-year term for Don Moyer Boys and Girls Club Community Coalition Summer Initiatives, subject to the caveats as presented in this memorandum, and to authorize the CCMHB Executive Director and Board Officer to execute the agreement. May we have a roll call?
John Paul Joachim?
Yes.
Den Ares.
Yes.
Elaine Palencia.
Yes.
Kyle Patterson.
Yes.
Jane Sprandl.
Yes.
Jen Stroud.
Yes.
Molly McClay.
Yes. And with that, the motion passes. Funding is approved. Next, we will move to Family First Advocacy Empowering Bridge Program. This is a new program requesting $233,355. Lynn, would you please share about the suggested scenario and provisions?
This one is also a suggestion to deny funding because it's a new program, and we do we know that they are in this community and they're trying to expand. So if you wanted to contract with them, we have some suggestions here for what to do prior to the contract and then during the course of the year, even a two-year term. But because this would be funding a new program from an agency you don't have any experience with, seemed like not the year. So, okay.
Thank you very much. Is there any discussion, or would anyone like to make a motion?
I move to deny Champaign County Mental Health Board funding of $233,355 for Family First Advocacy NFP Empowering Bridge Program.
Thank you very much. Can I have a second?
Second.
Thank you very much. Straub motions, Joachim seconds. Any final discussion? I just wanted to say, like, this one was, like, difficult for me all of these are difficult, but I said that this is a program that kind of feels like an us program. Mm-hmm. And I hope that, you know, with some, you know, feedback through this process, as with everyone else, I hope they will come back and apply for funding next year, and also will I really hope that the school districts will step up and help to fund this as well. Those are my comments on that. Does anyone else have any comments before we vote? All right, seeing none, the motion has been clearly stated. May we have a roll call?
Den Ares?
Yes.
Elaine Palencia?
Yes.
Kyle Patterson?
Yes.
Jane Sprandl?
Yes.
Jen Straub?
Yes.
John Paul Joachim?
Yes.
Molly McClay?
Yes. And with that, the motion passes. Funding is denied. Next, we will move to First Followers, First Steps Community Reentry House, a returning program requesting $69,500. Lynn, would you please share about the suggested scenario and provisions?
There are quite a few things to do prior to the contract. Those are listed here. Special provisions are the same. I think that we did add some greater involvement with coordinated entry system, but it's kind of weird because this group of people tend to come out of Department of Corrections, so it's different. They're not they're not unhoused, but they can become unhoused. And so if that happens, we just want to make sure the agency is working more closely. This is, again, to strengthen the collaborative system and applications and maybe potentially get more federal funding if the need is more clearly described. So that's the I think that's the only new thing. Is that right, Leon? You showed me the individualized service plans, but I think that was a continuing provision, right?
That is correct.
Okay. So this would be, again, for a two-year term. Okay, that's it.
Thank you very much. Is there any discussion, or would anyone like to make a motion?
I move to approve CCMHB funding of $69,500 per year for a two-year term for First Followers, First Steps Community Reentry House, subject to the caveats as presented in this memorandum, and to authorize the CCMHB Executive Director and Board Officer to execute the agreement.
I'll second the motion.
Thank you very much. Palencia moves. Sprandel seconds. Any final discussion? All right, seeing none, the motion has been clearly stated. May we have a roll call?
Elaine Palencia?
Yes.
Kyle Patterson?
Yes.
Jane Sprandel?
Yes.
Jen Straub?
Yes.
John Paul Joachim?
Yes.
Den Arras?
Yes.
Molly McClay?
Yes. And with that, the motion passes. Funding is approved. Next, we will move to First Followers, Peer Mentoring for Reentry, a returning program requesting $120,000. Lynn, would you please share about the suggested scenario and provisions?
For this one, when we asked that, I think we talked about this last week, I didn't really like many of the reductions that agencies offered to do. This was such a big reduction from their request, but they explained why they could do it, and then shortly after I saw some kind of interesting movement of state, some potential state legislation that could kind of could improve the system around the whole state for people in reentry. So I'm hopeful that keeps moving, but even if it doesn't, they were comfortable with this lower amount. So, and it's just a little bit lower than what they've been receiving the last couple of years. So again, we stayed with the similar provisions with the addition of working with coordinated entry when it's appropriate, which I don't even know how often that is, but could be. And then the changes that are needed in the application forms.
Thank you very much. Is there any discussion, or would anyone like to make a motion?
I move to approve CCMHB funding of $90,000 per year for a two-year term for First Followers Peer Mentoring for Reentry, subject to the caveats as presented in this memorandum, and to authorize the CCMHB Executive Director and Board Officer to execute the agreement.
Second. Thank you very much. I don't know if somebody else said second, but I was about to say second. Straub, were you saying second? We'll give it to Straub. All right. Arras motions, Straub seconds. Any further discussion?
Just to Lynn's point, it did look like there was a reduction by $30,000 from the initial ask, and I think we as a board really appreciate that. And also the transparency of it being because their skill levels of their staff has increased to a point where they may not need to have consultants and contractors. I think that was very nice to see, and it does give me hope that this will not reduce their services.
Completely agree. Any other discussion? All right, seeing none, the motion has been clearly stated. May we have a roll call?
Kyle Patterson?
Yes.
Jane Sprandel?
Yes.
Jen Straub?
Yes.
John Paul Joachim?
Yes.
Den Arras?
Yes.
Elaine Palencia?
Yes.
Molly McClay?
Yes. And with that, the motion passes. Partial funding is approved. We are more than halfway through these, but we're not going to beat the DDB in terms of time. But they had fewer applications to approve.
And we have cookies.
You also have cookies and water. So please take part if you are needing nourishment. All right, we will next move on to GCAP, Advocacy Care and Education Services. This is a returning program requesting $113,878. Lynn, would you please share about the suggested scenario and provisions?
Just like a minor thing in the application forms. We'd like to see specific targets, but this one, again, is a continuing program only just for the last couple of years, but we would suggest, again, a two-year term for this one for stabilization. And then similarly, some relationship with coordinated entry system. This population cannot be included in coordinated entry, but they can use a system that's similar, and I think they have established one, but we just want to make sure everyone's on the same track. So that's the only new provision in here. Oh, there's one other new provision. We just hope that the organization would be able to support the director because this was a very difficult year for her. So.
Completely agree. I think I also failed to say that it was a returning program, so Lynn, thanks for saying that. Is there any discussion or would anyone like to make a motion?
I'll move to approve CCMHP funding of $113,878 per year for a two-year term for a Greater Community AIDS Project of East Central Illinois Advocacy, Care, and Education Services, subject to the caveats as presented in this memorandum, and to authorize the CCMHP Executive Director and Board Officer to execute the agreement.
I will second. So Joachim motions, McClay seconds. Any final discussion? All right, seeing none, the motion has been clearly stated. May we have a roll call?
Jane Sprandl.
Yes.
Jen Straub.
Yes.
John Paul Joachim.
Yes.
Den Arras.
Yes.
Elaine Palencia.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. And with that, the motion passes. Funding is approved. Next, we will move to Grow in Illinois, Peer Support. This is a returning program requesting $179,805. Lynn, would you share about the suggested scenario and provisions?
We've talked about it quite a bit. This is, again, a two-year recommendation or suggestion. The same special provisions as the prior year contracts, and they've actually already resolved some of the budget issues. It did have to do with some state funding that I think the organization is not going to continue to access. Like, it's a tough decision, but they've decided. So then there's just a few other revisions to in the application forms, specific targets, that type of thing.
So that's the suggestion is for like a slightly reduced amount related to some of the form errors or changes or whatnot. Is there any discussion or would anyone like to make a motion? I will go ahead and move to approve CCMHB funding of $171,805 per year for a two-year term for Grow in Illinois Peer Support, subject to the caveats as presented in this memorandum, and to authorize the CCMHB Executive Director and Board Officer to execute the agreement. Can I have a second?
Second.
Thank you very much. McClay motions, Straub seconds. Any final discussion? Seeing none, the motion has been clearly stated. May we have a roll call?
Jen Straub.
Yes.
John Paul Joachim.
Yes.
Den Arras.
Yes.
Elaine Palencia.
Yes.
Kyle Patterson.
Yes.
Jane Sprandl.
Yes.
Molly McClay.
Yes. And with that, the motion passes. Partial funding has been approved. I feel like we're starting to drag, y'all, so hopefully, I don't know if we need to do some jumping jacks, but feel free if you get up, walk around, get a snack or whatnot, as long as you're back for the vote. That's and even if you're not, we do have a quorum, and so. All right, so next we will move to Habitat for Humanity Homebuyer Program. This is a new program requesting $229,560. When would you please share about the suggested scenario and provisions?
We're suggesting to deny funding mostly this because it's a new program. Like there, I could go on and on about how hard that is to say, but you know, okay.
Yeah, I think that I also wanted to see like a stronger emphasis on like working with individuals with mental health issues, even though we know the importance of housing stability for mental health. I think that like in the future, I hope this application comes back and strengthens that piece further. But again, this is really hard to have to deny anything. So I open it for discussion or for anybody to make a motion.
I move to deny CCMHB funding of $229,000, $560,560 for Habitat for Humanity Home Buyer Program.
I'll second.
Thank you very much. Ara's motions, Joachim seconds. Any final discussion? All right, seeing none, the motion has been clearly stated. May we have a roll call?
John Paul Joachim?
Yes.
Den Ara's?
Yes.
Elaine Palencia?
Yes.
Kyle Patterson? Jane Sprandel?
Yes.
Jen Straub?
Yes.
Molly McClay?
Yes, and with that, the motion passes. Funding is denied. Next, we will move to Promise Healthcare Mobile Clinic. This is a new program requesting $200,000. Lynn, would you please share about the suggested scenario and provisions?
We do have notes there. If you did choose to contract for this, we had a couple things we'd want to see, and those are listed, mid-year progress report. Again, the suggestion is to deny, and this is once again because of affordability. Although there has been so much good discussion, I've learned a lot.
Thank you very much, Lynn, and I do appreciate the comments from the organization earlier this evening. Again, this is just a very, very hard year, and I wish we had more money. I hope that the program will come back and reapply in the future and seek other funding sources as well. Is there any other discussion or would anyone like to make a motion?
I will move to deny CCMHB funding of $200,000 for Promise Healthcare Mobile Clinic.
I'll second.
Thank you very much. Palencia motions, Sprandel seconds. Any final discussion? All right, seeing none, the motion has been clearly stated. May we have a roll call?
Den Ara's?
Yes.
Elaine Palencia?
Yes.
Kyle Patterson? Jane Sprandel?
Yes.
Jen Straub?
Yes.
John Paul Joachim?
Yes.
Molly McClay?
Yes. And with that, the motion passes. Funding is denied. Next, we will move to Rosecrans Central Illinois Behavioral Health Urgent Care. This is a new program requesting $360,000. Lynn, would you please share about the suggested scenario and provisions?
Yes, but I'm starting to panic about things like, is it recording? So this was probably the most discussed of all the programs, and we do suggest denying funding for this program, again, because it's new. But it's also the largest, I think it's the largest, of the requests for new funding. Yeah, so.
Thank you very much, Lynn. I know this was very painful for me as well, because I have known how much our community has needed a program for this for a long time. And I tried to calculate out any scenario that would allow us to fund it. But even the scenario that would result in a lot of other programs not getting their full request still could not mathematically provide more than even like half of the request, and that doesn't seem fair to the program. You know, we want it to reach as many people as possible, and and have the hours that it would need. So this is very painful. I do hope that the state and federal systems will step up and provide the needed funding for this program, and I hope they will consider coming back next year. Is there any other discussion, or would anyone like to make a motion?
I'll make a motion to deny CCMHB funding of $360,000 for Rosecrans Central Illinois Behavioral Health Urgent Care.
I'll second.
Thank you very much, Sprandel motions. Joachim seconds. Any final discussion?
I agree. This is a hard vote. I hope next year they'll apply, and we hopefully will have some more funding.
And I know the program is getting off the ground and will be able to exist in some form, even without our funding. So that is also good. Any other discussion? All right, seeing none, the motion has been clearly stated. May we have a roll call?
Elaine Plencia.
Yes.
Kyle Patterson.
Kyle's, for the record, Kyle Patterson said yes, was not at the microphone yet, but is yes.
Jane Sprandel.
Yes.
Jen Straub.
Yes.
John Paul Joachim.
Yes.
Den Ares.
No.
And Molly McClay.
Yes. And with that, the motion passes. Funding is denied. Next is Rosecrans Central Illinois Benefits Case Management. This is a returning program requesting $181,000. Lynn, would you please share about the suggested scenario and provisions?
This is another suggestion of full funding for a two-year term, and I'm prouder than ever of myself for not wasting your time going on and on about Medicaid, but that is why I think full funding is a great idea for this. There are just a few things to do in the application forms prior to the contract, and then no new special provisions. They're all continuing.
Thank you very much. Is there any discussion, or would anyone like to make a motion? I will go ahead and move to approve CCMHB funding of $181,000 per year for a two-year term for Rosecrans Central Illinois Benefits Case Management, subject to the caveats as presented in this memorandum, and to authorize the CCMHB Executive Director and Board Officer to execute the agreement. May I have a second?
I second.
Thank you very much. McClay motions, Palencia seconds. Any final discussion? All right. Seeing none, the motion has been clearly stated. May we have a roll call?
Kyle Patterson.
Yes.
Jane Sprandel.
Yes.
Jen Straub.
Yes.
John Paul Joachim.
Yes.
Den Ares.
Yes.
Elaine Plencia.
Yes.
Molly McClay.
Yes. And with that, the motion passes. Funding is approved. Next, we will move to Rosecrans Central Illinois Recovery Home. This is a returning program requesting $200,000. Lynn, would you please share about the suggested scenario and provisions?
This is, again, a two-year recommendation or suggestion, but for $125,000 instead of $200,000, the agency did describe how they could, what would happen if they had a lower amount. I think in most cases we tried to stick with the original requests, exception in this one. So if they were to deny the offer of a two-year term, I would understand that. But I think it's this is another one where we have a good track record. So continues the same special provisions, just a few changes in the application forms.
Thank you very much. And I think the rationale for the decrease was also one that I think is a combination of it being well stated and understood where there wouldn't be as big of an impact on services, and because, you know, mathematically speaking, we wouldn't be able to fund this one fully. But I know that any of these like partial ones are difficult, and luckily we've not had to do too many of them. Is there any other discussion, or would anyone like to make a motion?
So I would also like to point out, just for full transparency to anyone watching and all that, they did state that reduced funding would require selectivity in admitting residents who require supplemental assistance with program fees due to employment instability or other financial barriers, which may modestly impact overall capacity. In addition, while their original request included dedicated staffing for therapeutic recreation, these activities would continue at a lower frequency by supporting the position through other grant funds and appropriately allocating staff time across funding sources. And I would like to share a staff comment from the initial application that states, with the changes in current landscape, it is very important that staff receive the support they need to serve another demographic that has not been served, along with a demographic that is challenging to engage in mental health services. Just before, you know, we make a decision on whether to reduce or not, might be helpful to know.
Thank you very much for sharing that. I will open it up to further discussion, or if anybody does want to make a motion about, you know, and I think a little more discussion on this may be helpful.
I would counter that, again, this is an agency that has many sources of funding, and we are not their only source of funding, or shouldn't be. So my worry about funding this at a lesser amount than originally requested is not as big as it would be for other some other agencies.
Thank you very much. Other discussion? I just would say if we did want to fund this at a higher amount, we do not have very much wiggle room with what has been proposed thus far. So we would have to make a reduction to one of the applications that has not yet been voted on in order to do that, unless we were funding like a very small amount extra, and we could potentially use fund balance for that, but we only have about $22,500 as that might go into fund balance, which is not very much. So I don't know if anybody has ideas or other comments that they would want to make on this one, or if anybody wants to make a motion now.
I guess the question I'll bring up is, just remind me again, why did we come to a consensus on decreasing the funding amount?
Can you say that again, John? Sorry, it's a little hard to hear.
Just what was the reasoning again for this year for decreasing the funding amount versus previous years for this?
Well, previous, it came in at $100,000 initially, and they said they would only need it for 2 years, and then went up to $200,000, and then it went back down to $100,000. So I think that's right. So this would be going back up to $200,000. So it has gone. It has gone up and down, and I think the results have improved over time, too, so it's been okay. But they provided, like, I appreciate y'all going back through the details of how they could do with less and what would change. I'm having a little bit of, looks like my Zoom is crashing, so I'm getting a little bit distracted here. Sorry.
I don't have my books from last week, but I can't remember how much did we fund last year.
It was 100 for the last 2 years, yeah.
So there's a 100% increase in the request, okay.
So we would still be giving them an increase from the prior year. It just wouldn't be the doubling that they were requesting. Is there anyone else who would like to make any comments, or does anybody want to make a motion?
I'll go ahead and motion to approve Champaign County Mental Health Board funding of $125,000 per year for a two-year term for Rosecrans Central Illinois Recovery Home, subject to the caveats as presented in this memorandum, and to authorize the Champaign County Mental Health Board Executive Director and Board Officer to execute the agreement.
I second the motion.
Thank you very much. Straub motions, Palencia seconds. Any final discussion? I did want to note that that Rosecrans also had, for the benefits case management, provided a rationale or a possibility of lowering that scenario, but it was we opted to not do that. The amount by which the request was lower was being lowered was much, much less, and I think that potentially was part of it too, is that there's the amount of change that it would be is just so great, and we don't mathematically, we just can't make it work to do all of it unless we make drastic other changes. Is there any other discussion before we vote? All right, seeing none, the motion has been clearly stated. May we have a roll call?
Jane Sprandl.
Yes.
Jen Straub.
Yes.
John Paul Joachim.
Yes.
Dan Arez.
Yes.
Elaine Palencia.
Yes.
Kyle Patterson.
Yes.
Molly McClay.
Yes. And with that, the motion passes. Partial funding is approved. We are getting close to being done. We're in at the letter U now. So the next one is Uniting Pride of Champaign County Children, Youth, and Families Program. This is a returning request for one, or sorry, a returning program requesting $225,056. Lynn, would you share about the suggested scenario and provisions?
I am no longer able to control the Zoom meeting, so you're going to have to bear with me, and hopefully you've got the packet in front of you. I apologize to the Zoom participants. I cannot do anything about it. It's stuck, so I'm just glad it's still recording. So the recommendation or the suggestion from staff is, again, a two-year contract for the requested amount. There are just a few really small discrepancies to correct in the personnel form. It kind of made it seem like a much bigger deal than it was. It's something about the form itself. So I want to apologize for that. The special contract provisions are continuing from prior years, with the exception of just getting it on the record that you approve them getting the financial review for the amount they are being charged, which is a little bit higher than the threshold, which we should probably just remove the thresholds from our funding guidelines. But we can't right now. So anyway, that's the staff suggestion.
All right. Thank you very much, Lynn. Is there any discussion, or would anyone like to make a motion?
Sometimes it doesn't. Yeah. All right. I'm moved to approve CCMHB funding of $225,056 per year for a two-year term for Uniting Pride of Champaign County Children, Youth, and Families Program, subject to the caveats as presented in this memorandum, and to authorize the CCMHB Executive Director and Board Officer to execute the agreement.
I'll second that.
Thank you very much. Palencia motions, Sprandl seconds. Any final discussion? I just wanted to state, I know when they had came back and they talked about how what would happen if we left them at their current year funding, it would, you know, make it difficult for them to reach the current need and expand in areas that are needed. And when I was looking at the quarterly reports, like they like far out did their target, have already outdone their targets, and it's not even the end of the year. So to me, that was evidence of why like this expansion is needed right now, especially with this community under attack in so many ways. Any other discussion? All right, seeing none, the motion has been clearly stated. May we have a roll call?
Jen Straub?
Yes.
John Paul Joachim?
Yes.
Dan Arez?
Yes.
Elaine Palencia? Yes. Kyle Patterson?
Yes.
Jane Sprandl?
Yes.
Molly McClay?
Yes. And with that, the motion passes. Funding is approved. Next, we will move to We Never Walk Alone, Trained First Responder Peer Support. This is a new program requesting $20,330. Lynn, would you please share the suggested scenario and provisions.
The suggestion is to deny funding for this application. I'm sorry, I've got to try to solve
understand
this.
I'll try to fill in. I know this was a new application. In addition, the organization not currently eligible for funding. So is there any discussion or would anyone like to make a motion?
I move to deny CCMHB funding of $20,330 for We Never Walk Alone, trained first responder peer support.
Second.
Thank you very much. Ara's motion, Straub seconds. Any final discussion? Seeing none, the motion has been clearly stated. May we have a roll call?
John Paul Joachim.
Yes.
Den Ara's.
Yes.
Elaine Palencia.
Yes.
Kyle Patterson.
Yes.
Jane Sprandl.
Yes.
Jen Straub.
Yes.
Molly McClay.
Yes. And with that, the motion passes. Funding is denied. We will next move to We Never Walk Alone, Vetted Mental Health Professional Network. This is also a new request for $19,656. Lynn, would it be helpful for me to talk about this one?
This is also a new request, and the suggestion is to die mostly because it's new. It's very affordable, but there were some issues that might take some time to resolve toward eligibility.
Thank you very much. Is there any discussion or would anyone like to make a motion?
I'll make a motion to deny CCMHB funding of $19,656 for We Never Walk Alone, Vetted Mental Health Professional Network.
I will second. Sprandl motions, McClay seconds. Any final discussion? Seeing none, the motion has been clearly stated. May we have a roll call?
Den Ara's.
Yes.
Elaine Palencia.
Yes.
Kyle Patterson.
Yes.
Jane Sprandl.
Yes.
Jen Straub.
Yes.
John Paul Joachim.
Yes.
Molly McClay.
Yes. And with that, the motion passes. Funding is denied. Just have two left. The next one, they're a little out of alphabetical order for a reason that we'll get to, but so the next one is WIN Recovery, WIN Resilience Resource Center. This is a new request, although they did apply last year as well. The request is for $270,000. Lynn, would you share about the suggested scenario and provisions?
The suggestion is to approve it at the adjusted amount that the agency provided information about other funding so they could lower the request. And we would say, take it. And then, but only do it for 1 year because the other application that this small organization submits is on the other 2-year cycle. And I think it was a little bit difficult this year to integrate them completely. So it might be nice if they're on the same cycle. Anyway, special contract provisions are similar to the ones in the other agency contract, but again, we've added this like deeper collaboration with the continuum of care, and I don't know if coordinated entry would be relevant here, but probably, so, like similar to first followers, it could happen. And then we would like them to develop specific targets for the outcomes. The financial form revisions would be necessary because the application was for $270,000 and now they're lowering it to $210,000, so they have to do those adjustments anyway.
Thank you very much, Lynn. I know we had a lot of discussion on this, and I welcome additional discussion. I know for me, you know,
recording
one thing we
stopped.
Oh no. It says recording stopped, but I know the Zoom is continuing.
The recording is stopped.
Okay.
You can keep talking. The room is still recording.
Okay. We could pause for just a moment. Do you think we should keep going or wait? What do you two think?
I have no idea.
Well, she said the room is still recording.
So the room is still recording.
The room is recording.
Yeah.
The mics.
Yeah. Okay. And Lynn, I think Den
mentioned the Zoom recording is not paused or it's stopped, which is okay. It's not the end of the world, but there are a lot of people on the Zoom still, and it's nice to have the video, but you'll have a complete audio recording. So what the way you conduct the meeting, just keep doing that where we know who's talking. That'll help a lot. And I'll do what I can to retrieve the meeting. So,
Den, were you volunteering to help given your IT expertise?
If you want to, I think somebody else is trying to help me too. So I wanted to first clarify what's right. That's like, it would be great to have you help me, but I just want to make sure what we've got. Okay.
That's like of all the meetings for the recording stuff, why this one? But we do have an audio recording going in Zoom as well as the regular room recording, if I'm understanding.
There's no audio recording on the Zoom. The Zoom recording has stopped, but the room is recording, just the audio, these microphones. So we, and there are people still on the Zoom, and I think they can still hear us, maybe not. We'll figure it out.
If you're in, maybe one person who's in the Zoom could note if we can still be heard, that would be great.
They can still hear us.
Okay.
Already a risk.
All right, so we will continue our discussion because there is some level of recording somewhere occurring, but I will try my best to if you're speaking, please state who you are since nobody can see you at this moment. So this is Molly McClay, the chair. I'm not going to designate myself every time I speak, though, because I have to speak a lot. So I know there was a lot of discussion about this one. And one thing we've continued to say is for new applications, how much we really hope they will come back in future years to apply. And I think the reason I saw this as a little bit of a different scenario than the rest of the new ones is because this is an application that applied last year and did not get funded. They came back. They took our feedback. And because we are able to fund it, they asked for this lower amount. In some ways,
recording
I want to model
progress.
The behavior that we wish to see, which is we want programs to come back and expand their ask for, get additional sources of funding, but also come back to us and take our feedback. And so I think, we want to model the behavior that we want to see. So that's one reason that I would like to fund this one at that lowered amount of $210,000. So I wanted to state that comment and open it up for discussion or for anybody to make a motion.
I'll move to approve the CCMHB funding of $210,000 for Wind Recovery, Wind Resilience Resource Center, subject to the caveats as presented in this memorandum, and to authorize the CCMHB executive director and board officer to execute the agreement.
I'll second.
Thank you very much. Joachim motions, Brandel seconds. Any final discussion?
I would just like to say I'm really pleased that we're able to fund this program this year. Obviously, people coming out of incarceration need housing, and this is a very high need population. Obviously, we fund first followers, and this is just another demographic and very important group. I really am proud with how Wind Recovery has, been resilient and has persisted in, applying for funding this year, and just really pleased that things are turning out the way they are.
Thank you very much. Any other discussion? All right, seeing none, the motion has been clearly stated. May we have a roll call?
Elaine Palencia?
Yes.
Al Patterson?
Yes.
Jane Sprandel?
Yes.
Jen Straub?
Yes.
John Paul Joachim?
Yes.
Den Arras?
Yes.
Molly McClay?
Yes. And with that, the motion passes. Partial funding is approved. So it looks like we were at the end, but we're not quite yet. So there was one request that we never reviewed as a board because we had determined that any programs that did not turn in their required audit would not be reviewed until the time at which their audit is turned in. And unfortunately, this last application did not ever turn that audit in, so we could never review them. And at this point, we are out of funds to give, aside from the very small fund balance that we will build up. So we will go ahead and vote on this one, but it's a little bit different because we never did review it. So this one application is for Task Inc. Outreach and Recovery Support Services, a new program requesting $90,429. So would you share about this one, even though I kind of already made it obvious?
Well, first of all, thank you to Member Aris for saving me just now. Yay, we're back, and I can relax. So I checked my email, and I, you know, because this is the very last minute, and there is still no audit from them. So I think that we will stick by the suggestion that you deny funding for this one. It's now, it's not affordable. It's a new program by a new agency that we have no experience with, and there's not an audit to support it. So, but I actually really like Task, so a little bit sad about this.
Thank you very much, Lennon. Yeah, I think this one is hard because this does it is an agency that has a good reputation, and so like a large agency. But I know we've gotten into issues with really, really, really late audits before, and I would like to see, you know, if they come back for funding, like this issue to be remedied before we offer funding in the future. Is there any other discussion, or would anyone like to make a motion?
I'll move to deny CCMHB funding of $90,429 for Task Inc. Outreach and Recovery Support Services.
I will second. So Joachim motions, McClay seconds. Any final discussion? Seeing none, the motion has been clearly stated. May we have a roll call?
Kyle Patterson.
Yes.
Jane Sprandel.
Yes.
Jen Straub.
Yes.
John Paul Joachim.
Yes.
Dan Aras.
Yes.
Elaine Palencia.
Yes.
Molly McClay.
Yes. And with that, the motion passes. Funding is denied. And with that, we have concluded our allocations. So I'd like to give a round of applause to everyone who is involved with all of this, and a special shout out to Stephanie Howard Gallo for a marathon of roll calls. So I'll give a little clap. And I thought we were going to have a little nice little break and have Dr. Dariotis talk to us about the valuation capacity building project while we just take a little breather from all the stuff we just did. But that is not happening tonight. And so the next item of the agenda is board officer elections. So we will go ahead and move on to, oh, I did promise one other thing, which is that I tallied up the amount that we're giving, and I sure hope that this is right. But so we awarded $2,982,192 tonight, and then there is an additional set of funds that is sort of from the two-year contracts that are continuing from last year, and that amount is $2,959,640 tonight. And so I added them up on my calculator, and I hope it is correct. But in the two-year one is, it came from the spreadsheet. $2,959,640. Is that right?
Oh, okay. No, I don't know. That doesn't, I guess I might have made a mistake in the memo.
Oh, but, okay. I was looking at the spreadsheet instead of the memo. But now that I've looked at it, I'm not sure where that other number came from. I think it was from the prior 2 years. Well, maybe we shouldn't waste our
time. I think the really good news is that we match on what you just spent.
Okay. Like, yes.
That's really good.
It appears that we have in total will be allocating about $5.9 million. But maybe Lynn and I need to compare our math. So strike the second number from the record. Well, strike the, you know what I mean. So maybe if anybody wants to do math through looking at the memo and wants to make it during board announcements later, that would be cool. I will probably not be able to do that math while conducting the rest of this meeting. So with that, we will move on to new business, and we will move on to board officer elections. So how this is going to work is first, just the opportunity for anybody to ask questions about the election process or about the positions. There also in the packet on pages 51 through 54, the board's bylaws are included for information, clarifying that election of officers is to take place during a meeting held after the appointment of members to terms beginning January 1st and prior to July 1st. So we're within that window. Terms are for 1 year beginning July 1st. So I will first, you know, give the opportunity for discussion. Then I will open nominations. First, I will open nominations for president. Then I will open nominations for vice president, secretary. And then once we have heard, you know, nominations, I will close the nominations. And then there is a suggested motion in the packet that we can use, subbing in the names for the people who we want to vote on. I will also say if there are no nominations, the current officers will continue in their role until such time that someone emerges as a candidate. Let's just hope that doesn't happen. So is there any discussion or questions about the positions themselves? All right, seeing none, I would first like to open nominations for the role of president.
I would like to nominate Jane Sprandl for president. She's been on the board for many years since I started on December 2019, right before the pandemic, I started. Yeah, it's been me, Kyle, Elaine, I feel like, for the longest time, us four. And just watching everybody grow, knowing that we're all part of a team, Jane being, you know, open and growing over the years, I think she would do well as a president.
Thank you very much. Can I have a second?
I second.
Thank you very much. Jane, do you accept the nomination?
I will.
Thank you very much. Are there any other nominations for president? All right, seeing none, I will go ahead and close nominations for president. And now I will open nominations for vice president, secretary.
I will go ahead and nominate Molly for vice president, secretary. As much as I want you to keep being president and the phenomenal job that you have done, I think it'd be great for you to be VP for a little bit.
Thank you very much. May I have a second?
I second that motion.
Thank you very much. Self, do you accept the nomination? I do. I think it would be a little bit of a rocky transition for me to go from being president to like having no leadership role. I think it's going to be a little bit of a rough road getting off the president train. So I'm happy to serve in this capacity and support our president. Are there any other nominations for vice president? One thing I wanted to say is I was talking to Lynn and I heard that the newly voted Sangamon County Mental Health Board that just got approved via referendum in March has had 103 applications for their seven-member board. So I'm like, come on, Champaign, we got to get some more people applying. And it's very interesting. I'm like, I don't know how they're going to pick that, but it was interesting to kind of make that comparison. So last call for nominations. Unless I already closed, but I don't think I did. All right, I will go ahead and close nominations. If anybody wants to make the motion in the packet to for the election, you can. Otherwise, I can do it since I wrote it out.
I move to elect Jane Sprandel as president and Molly McClay as vice president and secretary to the Champaign County Mental Health Board for the terms beginning July 1st, 2026 and ending June 30th, 2027.
I second.
Thank you very much. Straub motions. Ara's seconds. Any final discussion? All right, seeing none, the motion has been clearly stated. All those in favor say aye. All those opposed, same sign. The ayes have it. We have elected Jane Sprandel as president and Molly McClay as vice president secretary beginning July 1st. Congratulations, everyone. And now we don't have to vote on anything else, which is nice. All right, we will next move on to reports. The first is staff reports. These are on pages 55 through 66 of the packet. Reports are from Kim Bowdry, Leon Bryson, Stephanie Howard Gallo, and Chandra Somerville, and these are included in the packet for information only. Lynn, is there anything you want to say about the reports, or is there any discussion?
No, I mean, the staff reports are, like, I know what we're working on, so there's, like, but there's still sometimes stuff I didn't know people did. It's very interesting. And we really did, I think all of us spent a lot of time learning more about accessible documents and kind of developing a commitment to it because accessibility is important. It's not required for another year, but we're still interested in it, so yay. But there was a lot of good information here, so enjoy them.
I just want to say I always find these illustrative and impressive, and thank you for all the work you do.
Yes, I concur. I did want to know, several reports mentioned something going on with the Human Services Council of someone resigning. Maybe what and how, like, nobody is, like, taking up the mantle of facilitating that group. I was just curious about what happened and what will happen. If the answer is we don't know, then that's understandable. But I did want to note it. Any comments from staff on this one?
The times, they are changing. To my eye, it happened kind of suddenly, but I don't think that's true. I think they were looking for someone to replace themselves in the chair role, and no one was stepping forward, so they stopped. And there hasn't been a meeting. Oh,
I can answer.
Thank you, Sean.
Just letting you know that she resigned one day when she was on vacation, and so she has agreed to keep the group open. So the group is still open as far as like announcements, updates, community information. So there's still access to the information. We're just not meeting, which for some people that is fine because a lot of times things can just be said in an email. And so that's what is happening.
Thank you very much for that information. Are there any other questions or discussion? All right, seeing none, we can next move on to the Community Behavioral Health Needs Assessment Activities. These are on pages 67 through 69 of the packet. Minutes of the April work group meeting are included for information only. So, Lynn, would you like to share anything from this?
I missed that meeting, but they sent me the minutes, and so I put them in here, and I learned from just looking at them. And there was a meeting today, so you'll have minutes next time from this meeting. And I was at that one. So, yeah, it's good work. I like their objectives. I think that it's, you know, they're on the same track as we are. They do like to have measurable objectives, such as reduced ER visits, and I'm a little bit concerned about some of the ways you could reduce ER visits might not be good reason. Like just not taking people to the ER when they need to go there is a way to reduce the visits. But I think we all in that meeting know what we're talking about, and hopefully there'll be some care to like only count the data which are comparable. And they've developed a social isolation survey, which they talk about in here, but they haven't launched it yet. We talked about it again today. So that's all.
Thank you very much. Is there any discussion from the board on this?
I'm going to add, I was also on that call today, and a gentleman from OSF explained their up-and-coming programs, designating different floors for different ages there at OSF. So that'll be in the meeting notes, but it was very interesting, and it was very interesting to hear other agencies talk about stuff. They had talked about Promise. They talked about Rosecrans. So it was nice. There was a gentleman there from Carl, and it was very nice how they all just kind of interweaved all the resources in our community. So
we learned July 1 is the open for the geriatric psych unit, and then September 1 for youth, right?
Yeah. So September, that will be ages 18 to, I believe, 26. And then the fifth floor will still be, I think, like 26 to 55. Then they've got the geriatric floor. So, yeah, that's interesting. They will not offer any care for 18 and below, but Pavilion is able to provide that care. I did ask the question about referrals to, you know, this facility. And they would come from all over the state of Illinois, which, of course, in typical Jane fashion, I shared how, wow, we have such a need in Champaign. I hope our community can use this. So, yeah.
Thank you both very much. Is there any other discussion? All right, seeing none, we can next move to Disability Resource Expo and AIR updates. It says oral updates will be provided, time permitting, and the websites for these two programs are also listed here, but we may be in the time permitting, no oral updates this
time.
And
the websites are also both under construction as she works to meet some of the ADA standards that we were not meeting before. So I don't even know if you can see them right now. But there was we've been getting plaques for people, the coordinators. The last coordinators, the Dylan and Allison Boot, we had some really beautiful plaques made for them. Kim Bowdry sent them out today with a really nice letter, and we're working on a recognition of Barb Bresner. So that's the update.
All right. Thank you very much. Any discussion from the board? All right, seeing none, we can next move to Program Year 2026 Third Quarter Service Activity Reports. These are on pages 71 through 130 of the packet. For information only, our reports on third quarter service activity of programs currently funded by the CCMHB. Lynn or Leon, would you like to share about this?
The agencies continue to show out. Reports are turned in on time. I think we may have had three requested extensions, but we received those reports within the week or so. So fantastic job. Keep up the great work.
Thank you very much. I also wanted to concur. I didn't get to read them as in-depth as I would have wanted in preparation for today, given everything else that we were working on. But I noticed a lot of programs are like really meeting their targets and like hitting them like well, I mean, some of them have already exceeded what their targets were, and we're not even to the end of the year. There were a few where I was a little concerned, and I'm not going to talk about them now, but for the most part, everybody is doing incredibly well, which is a definite further bolstering of our decision to keep funding the programs that we're already funding. Are there any other comments from the board on these reports? All right, seeing none, we will next move on to public participation agency input. So again, as always, members of the public are welcome to share with the Champaign County Mental Health Board their perspectives. As I've said, we cannot respond directly to public input, but we may use it to inform future actions as we have tonight. So we do welcome this input. There's nobody remaining in person who can come up and give public input, but if anybody online would like to, or if any magical person does appear in the room, you can approach the podium, fill out a comment card, or if you're on Zoom, you can raise your hand or designate yourself in the chat as wanting to speak. I may limit individual time to 5 minutes and total time to 20 minutes. So is there anybody who would like to make public input? Somebody who's wanting to make public input?
Carrie Hacker.
All right. Welcome. Carrie, please, I welcome your comments. Please share.
I just to say thank you to everybody that serves on this board. It's not easy, the decisions that you have to make at this time of year. And I'm just grateful to each and every one of you that serves this company and this need in the community.
Thank you so much for your comment. Is there anybody else online or in person who would like to make public comment? Lynn stepped out, so I'm watching if there's anybody raising their hand. I guess I'll just peek to see if there's anybody to put something in the chat. So hold on a sec. All right. No one else has designated themselves as wanting to speak, so we can close public input. Next, we will move to board-to-board reports. As always, members of our board can serve as liaisons to community and agency boards. There's kind of a list of options for that on pages 131 to 132 of the packet. And if you are interested in being involved with that, you can talk to Stephanie. Is there anyone who would like to share a board-to-board report?
Well, I continue to go to Community Coalition every month, and it's different every month, and it's, I think, the most interesting meeting in town. So if you have time to go sometime and just see what you can pick up about agencies that we know of and agencies we've never heard of and how they interact there and find collaborative moments.
Thank you so much. Is there anyone else who would like to make a board-to-board report? All right, seeing none, we can next move to county board input. Den, do you have any input to share with us?
Oh, my gosh. Can y'all help the county board with the being compliant on their PDFs and stuff? Oh, my gosh. I've had to lend people magnifying glasses. We need help. We need help. So.
Thank you for that. That is. Oh, yeah, Lynn, go ahead.
I think we love the county staff who are doing that work, like love them. So I don't know that we have the capacity to help, but they're really trying. So maybe we'll have like a support circle or something.
I'm sure they would love that.
Yes, that seems like a good plan. And we definitely, I know our staff cannot take on more. So I also want to protect them. But everyone deserves support at this time. All right, next we can move to Champaign County Developmental Disabilities Board input, of which we heard a little bit earlier. But Lynn, would you like to share anything else? Or Kim?
Yeah, you did. You heard the main stuff. I do have one thing that I announced to them. It's not really, but I'm just so excited about it. I got an email during their meeting that I'm invited to a small conversation with U.S. senators to talk about improving long-term care. So I'll probably be too nervous to say anything good, but I'm so happy to be invited. So.
Well, that is super, super cool. Congratulations. You were a great representative to have that conversation. All right. We will next move on to board announcements and input. I will go ahead and start because Lynn gave me the corrected totals. So now we're looking at so what we allocated tonight is $2,982,192. And then we have on the two-year contract side, it's $3,329,421. And so a total amount of awards, and this is much more in line with what I thought the number would be, $6,311,613 that are awarded for PY 2027, which is pretty awesome. And if we ever need a reminder of like why we do this, being able to give out that kind of money that our community has decided to set aside for mental health and substance use services is amazing. Is there any other announcements before we close?
I'll make it snappy. The first one, like we have said it so many times, I really appreciate, and I know all of you do too, all the hard work that Lynn and all the staff have done. It's been tireless. You know, I know we've all been, emailing them, asking questions. They've been very attentive at meetings, helping us. And so obviously without our amazing staff, we would not have been able to award over $6.3 million. So that's my first huge thank you. And I will say it every day because I mean it every day. And then I'd also like to thank Molly for being our president the last 2 years. She's left some big shoes to fill for me. She did have, we spoke a little about how it was very helpful when she took over after John, and John was her vice president to help kind of guide her. And so she's like, if it's okay, I would do that. And I'm like, perfect. And in a nutshell, I believe that even the president or the chair and the co-chair, we just happen to be people who run the meeting, that each of our votes are equal. And, I want everyone to speak up, text me, call me as we move forward. And likewise, Molly is a great person, especially when it comes to numbers and stuff, like give her the number stuff. But so thank you for entrusting me to be your next chair.
Thank you very much. Are there any other board announcements or input? All right. Seeing none, our last item is to adjourn. So because we have canceled the June meeting, our next meeting will be July 22nd, 2026, back here in the Shields Carter Room of the Bennett Administrative Center in Urbana, where our new officers will have been installed, I guess. We've sort of installed them now, but they will officially take part in that one. So with that, I hereby adjourn this meeting. I hope you all have a great night. Several.